Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie, and it is Eye of Soul Radio. I'm excited about this topic for multiple reasons. The first reason being that I have not felt too high vibrationally within my own physical body, I've not felt high vibrational within my physical body in quite some time. And it's because of the things that I have been choosing to ingest. I got a little lazy. You know, I've heard this from a lot of my clients lately. You know, we started out in March, like, all right, quarantine, couple weeks, let's go. And now we're like, all right, March is right around the corner. It's been almost a year. And we've all kind of like backsliding a little bit on our kind of diet plans. Our exercising has been limited for a lot of us that would go to the gym. Even for those of you that go out and like run and do stuff like that by the beach, a lot of you I know are very careful of that. And so we start to kind of feel a little blah within our physical bodies. We can still keep our vibration pretty high on the spiritual side of it, the emotional side of it. But if they're not in complete alignment, then we do have trouble sometimes manifesting. We have trouble kind of getting back in the groove. Our energy gets depleted very quickly as well. And so being able to kind of tie everything together, this is the beginning of the new year. I am not taking into account anything going on around us, okay? Yes, there's a lot of heavy energy going on around us. We can't skirt around that issue whatsoever. But I'm still in control of myself. I'm still in control of my body. I'm still empowered within myself to continue to improve. And that's where I'm taking it today, is the improvement within ourselves. So I'm excited because I have a fabulous guest. She has been a client for quite some time now. It's actually kind of like a family thing now, which I absolutely love when we can get everybody involved. Nicole is quite the character. Let me tell you, she's got this great big personality. She loves with all of her heart. She wants what's best for everybody. She once was a celebrity chef. She's a mother. She's a Reiki 2 practitioner. She's taken my course as well, pretty soon to be a Reiki master. And she's launching her own business all in the middle of a pandemic, right? All in the middle of what's going on in this world. Nothing is stopping her, which I absolutely love. And what we're going to do here today is we are going to talk about ways we can get back on track, okay? Ways we can raise our vibration through the foods that we put within our body. And that is going to help us manifest. That is going to help us bring that energy level up. That's going to amplify what we're already trying to do. I'm also doing chakra readings, you guys. So if you're following us on the Facebook pages, I have two decks here, my actual chakra deck and the heart deck, which also corresponds with chakras. And the reason why I'm tying this in today is because it's all about energy. And Nicole has also taken some of my psychic medium classes as well. So she's in tune and we'll kind of lean into your energy and see what might be the best fit for you, or maybe something you're missing, or maybe it is emotional right now, and what kind of foods we can help amplify that as well. So I would like to bring on now Nicole, and I would love for you to introduce yourself, give us more of your background, and tell us how you got started with your own business.
All right. So my name is Nicole. I am a previous celebrity nutritional chef. I basically started on a journey when I was in culinary school. I wanted to be a chef and work in a 5-star Michelin star restaurant. And From there, I decided as I was on my own health journey that this was something that I wanted to continue, but emphasize more in helping others as well. So I decided to go back to school, further my education, and focus in kinesiology and nutrition so I could emphasize with more the culinary side, but also eating clean and making sure that food wasn't going to be boring. From there, I did work in the entertainment industry. I worked with some athletes as well. And I really just got a grasp on my career working in the entertainment industry with these clients. As I became a mom, it didn't work with my schedule any longer, but I still had a passion for wanting to help people and wanting to help them see them succeed, knowing that if I could do this, anybody can do it. And it's not just something accessible for celebrities. It's just something for, you know, everyday people. So I focused on my business and I created NCMF, Nutritional Cooking and Maximum Fitness. I am local here in San Diego and I tailor and customize meals for my clients, whatever their health goal is. So they don't have to be a gym guru. They don't have to want specific goals as far as their physique, but maybe some of my clients are just wanting a different lifestyle change as far as introducing nutrient foods that maybe they don't have access to during the day at work or at home. So my goal is to help everybody. No matter what your goal is, I'm able to tailor and customize meal plans for all my clients.
I love it. So what we have going on right now, you guys, is some pictures that Nicole has sent over to me. And you guys can see some of the really yummy, tasty things that she's made. You're going to notice that in some of these pictures, it's not all about alfalfa sprouts and microgreens, right? It is about variation. There are carbs in there. You're going to see the fruits in there. A lot of us are misled, which is very interesting on what this high vibrational food is in the first place. So for me, you know, high vibrational food can affect all sorts of aspects in our life. High vibrational foods is the life force energy we put into our bodies. It is the combination of the source along with the quality of our food combined with intention. So Nicole, talk to us briefly about the intention that you put within your food as you're creating this for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. So when I'm cooking, of course, learning, you know, Reiki and working more on my spiritual path as well, I'm always cooking with good intentions, asking my team to come in and help empower the food for my clients because they're really doing this for health reasons. Most of them are, even if they are just trying to hit a fitness goal for a body competition, you know, everything is mood. When you change your diet and you change the way you eat and you're learning a new lifestyle, you may not be in the best of mood. It may be something very hard for you to do. And you really struggle to accomplish, you know, having a different lifestyle and teaching yourself to be healthier. So I always make sure that when I'm cooking, I'm setting the best intentions for my clients and they really are getting the most benefit out of the meals that I have prepared for them. So when they consume them, not only do they feel good physically, but mentally and energetically, they're getting the whole, fulfillment of the meals.
I love it. I love it. And it is true because if we want to start any type of routine or any type of exercise plan, sometimes we're going into it not feeling 100%. Sometimes we just need a boost, but we do kind of need that supportive structure as well. And I love that you offer that on different levels as well. And just having the intention for each person's personal meal that you're creating and putting the intention into the food and putting that Reiki energy into the food and allowing them to feel it and taste it and savor it. And at the same time, it's high quality stuff for them as well. So before we go to a break, we are pulling cards, you guys. So you can message me on Shades of Spirit or Transformation Talk Radio. David has his following that feed as well. You can also call in at 1-800 I just forgot that 930-2819. Is that right, David? I just totally blanked. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you can call in as well and talk to us. So we got Debbie McDonald before we go to break. Your card out of the chakra deck is an interesting one. It's being impartial right now. Let me find my camera here, you guys. All right. And you see how she's got the two pails of water sitting right there with her. It's a gray card, which talks about our crown chakra and that connection part of it. I love this for you right now because it's about creating a blank slate. You've got it going on right now. Finish creating this blank slate. And I know that sounds funny, to create a blank slate. Like, what does that mean? That means to finish clearing out all that energy within that you do not need to hold on to. I know you've heard me talk about this 100 times. They want you to finish off that process. The inspiration behind this card is something I really want you to pay attention to, Debbie. And it says, take an impartial look at your situation. The action here is to listen and observe. I love the quote on here as well. It says, I quietly listen, allowing you to color your own palette. It's about starting fresh. It's about new beginnings for you. It's not the whole rebirth part of it. It's just bringing that energy back into full force using color. I want to see more color in your life. I know we're into winter and it's more, you know, darker colors. And I want you to bring those oranges and yellows. I want you to correspond them with your chakras. And I want you to feel into that energy. It says, if I step back from my present situation, what do I see? And can I be neutral? And part of that is within yourself. Can you be neutral within yourself to see what needs to move forward? How do you need to grow into that positive direction? What little tweaks might we all need to make? That's a big part for all of us. Keywords are guide, open-minded, and fairness. So this is allowing things to unfold. And it's talking about uplifted communication, surrounding yourself with others that can keep you going on this journey. You are dynamite. You are spectacular. This is coming from your spirit team. I need you to start saying these things to yourself. The positive affirmations to you is what's going to make the difference. And I'm going to leave you with that. Stay tuned, you guys. We're going to talk more on high vibrational foods, how it affects our energy, how low vibrational foods can affect our energy, and much more, along with some readings with Nicole after these messages.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shoulding yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to support you.
Welcome back, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie. I have Soul Radio here tonight with my guest speaker, Nicole Moreno. And Nicole has created NCMF, Nutritional Cooking and Maximum Fitness. She is a one-woman show here, folks. She is a woman entrepreneur, a mom. She's a Reiki practitioner, along with the 8,000 other things that we have to do, online school teacher as well. And at the same time, she's creating healthy meals, high vibrational meals for her clients and helping keep them motivated and going in their everyday lives to continue to improve and to continue to raise those vibrations, which I absolutely love. We have the power to shift our food into a higher vibration. We have the power in order to absorb that energy to its maximum cellular benefits. Okay, that's going to help us regenerize. It's going to help us really tune into ourselves and what we need for each one of us independently. So I want you to tell our listeners, Nicole, and she keeps freezing, folks, but we can generally hear her. So at least she's smiling. Why is it good to eat high vibrational foods within our diet?
Yeah, definitely. High vibrational foods not only, you know, help us feel good and keep us feeling energized, but it does actually affect our moods. So when we eat something that's, you know, healthy and nutrient dense, what happens? We start to feel good. Our sugar levels are regulated. We may not feel so bloated. If some of us suffer from anti-inflammatory diseases, we may not feel so aggravated in our gut. When we eat these good foods for us too, mentally, it does help us feel better because we feel like we're actually doing good for ourselves. And when we feel good and we can, you know, see that we're having a little bit of a transition, maybe it's helping us lose some weight or we're reaching a new fitness goal. We feel good overall about ourselves. We feel happy. And when we feel happy, we carry that around us as well. And we spread that energy, not just with us, but with everybody around us. It does affect our moods. And eating good for us and eating good for the soul, it really plays a big part and role of our energies and our moods as well.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want you guys to think of this as a high vibrational diet, right? You can Google that and lots of stuff pops up. But if we label it a diet, what is your view, Nicole, on the word diet versus lifestyle?
I never use the word diet. Diets, you know, we kind of set ourselves up for failure when we hear that word, or we kind of get scared from being told that, oh, you need to go on a diet, you need to lose some weight, or, you know, maybe we want to do a fad diet. We know a lot of people, they could have tried many, many different diets, and they may be successful for a short while, but it's not long-term. And it's not about just eating healthy foods and staying away from our favorite snacks or our favorite treats forever. But it's having the right balance of good and foods that may not be so good for us that are high in saturated fats or sugars. So, you know, diet, I don't like to use. It is definitely about a lifestyle change. And it's about eating really what the earth has given to us, because that is the fuel for our bodies. It's the fuel for our minds. It helps us, you know, keep disease rates lower for us as well. So when it comes to a diet, I don't like to use that word at all with my clients. It's just finding ways to eat more natural and having that lifestyle change as well.
Absolutely. I completely 100% agree. I feel like it kind of self-sabotages ourselves when we label ourselves into a diet. You know what I mean? Like, people just fear that part of it. I want you to tell people how you meal plan for them. How do you, when they come to you, first of all, how do they find you? How do they get a hold of you? What does your initial consultation look like with them? And then how do you meal plan for them? Because it's all personal, right? You don't make the same meal for each person because their body type's different.
Definitely. So when it comes to my clients, I do have a large referral base. I have clients who work alongside with personal trainers. So maybe they have a goal with them, whatever their goal may be. But for the most part, every meal is tailored for them. I do have a set menu. With that set menu, they can pick and choose, and I have everything on there from pasta to pizza to salad to breakfast items to smoothie options. How it's tailored is basically when they look at the calorie count on there, and maybe the macros need to be a little bit different, or maybe somebody has a food allergy, then we kind of, I take that, I customize it, and I create it to be their own personal meal. Even though it's still on my set menu, it's still going to be tailored to their nutrient needs as well. My clients can find me on my website at www.privatechefandeventsbyncmf.com, or they could email me as well. That is nickmoreno34@gmail.com. Our consultations unfortunately are basically online or over the phone. And we just discuss what it is that they're looking for, what goals they may need, what meals they're trying to replace throughout the day. Some clients just may want their meals for work while they're in the office, or dinners, whatever it may be, the most difficult meal for them to make for themselves. Is what they'll order. So I don't have a limit order. It is from one to however many they may need. And they are ordered on a weekly basis because they are perishable meals. So every week they will put in their order, and deliveries right now are on Mondays. So every client, again, will pick and choose what menu option they want off my main menu, and then we'll customize it from there if it needs to be changed. I also do have a seasonal menu. So that one will change with the seasons, because I do like to keep it farm to table fresh and as organic as possible when it comes to different options. And again, I'm trying to keep it from not being so boring or they're getting tired of the menu. So they always have different selections.
Got it. I love it. Now, what I love is that I have people responding on Shades of Spirit. And so I love Amy. I'm not going to say your last name, but Amy, you know who you are. She says, I need this. Had a healing crisis, been recovering from and slowly getting better, but have many food sensitivities. Would love help with that. So nowadays, I worked for restaurant industry for 25 years. I have a kid that has celiac, so I completely understand that. When I was a Girl Scout leader, I had a kid that was allergic to pretty much everything under the sun. Dairy, I had to look for dried eggs. I had to look for peanuts in anything or made in a facility. Working in the school district was even more intense because, you know, these kids can ultimately die from some of these severe allergies. So do you do any type of weeding out process with people who have sensitivities to figure out what it is that might be the issue before going into the menu planning? Is this part of your consultation?
Absolutely. I do have some clients that recently have had some concerns. Maybe they don't know why they're feeling more aches and pains or why they're getting more bloated. But we do pay attention a little bit more. Maybe some people are intolerant to dairy, or it could be gluten or, you know, wheat products. So that is something we pay close attention to. So maybe they would have had a meal or a change recently. And I do ask, well, have you tried eliminating something that you normally weren't eating and now you're consuming and maybe it's causing these issues? So definitely we do try to do that. We'll substitute other items. So say, for example, if it is the wheat and the dairy, then we go more into like the vegan cheese options, or maybe we're going to do a cauliflower crust instead of the whole wheat type of crust for them. So it is just kind of finding what is going to work for the client if they are having any type of allergens or reactions to the food. And that's, again, where I tailor the meals for the client.
I love it. Now, the one thing before we go to break and we kind of wrap up our segment with you today is stress. How does stress affect all of this? Because I feel like a lot of us right now feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders, and from outside sources as well, of what's going on in the world and our own country and the pandemic. How important is it for us to regulate stress within this process of eating high vibrational foods?
That's really going to be key, of course, when it comes to eating, because we know stress can cause us, some of us, maybe we want to eat more because we're under high stress, and it's going to be easy and convenient to pick up, you know, a piece of candy or a cookie or a bag of chips or, you know, something that we may not, or we know we shouldn't be, you know, indulging in, but we do because it's convenient and it's a quick fix and it's satisfying. It tastes good, you know? So when we can supplement what we have maybe like in our pantry for maybe some blueberries or some fresh fruits or some foods that are more, you know, more nutrient dense, again, we're going to feel better about the consequence of eating the healthier food versus something that was just satisfying for that moment. Because when we do eat the foods that we know mentally, we kind of break down a little bit like, hey, I shouldn't have ate that. And then you're kind of going like in your self-remorse, and that's bringing your moods down because then you're feeling bad about yourself for, you know, what you just put into your body. But if we know that we only have the nutrient dense foods and the, you know, good accessible snacks for us, we're going to feel better. And we may, you know, we wouldn't feel so guilty. So we'll be a little bit happier at the end of the day.
That's a big part of it. Absolutely. And stress does, Amy's right, it affects our hormones. I know for me, I've had issues with my adrenals before and my cortisol levels and those type of things. Like, that's where we got to come back in and focus, guys. It's about the mind, body, and spirit. So it is about the high vibrational foods we're putting within our body. It's about slowing down. It's just like with Debbie's card, create that slate. So let's do that clear blank slate and let's add those colors back in. Let's see what feels good energetically. Let's do some meditations or mindfulness meditations. Let's bring it all together. Even light walking is a form of exercise, or yoga, something to just kind of get our bodies moving as well. It's not just a one quick fix. You see them all over the place, but that's not what Nicole and her company is about by any means. It's about connecting with you. It's about listening to you. It's about deciding which food options are going to be good for you. What might we have to take out to help make you feel better? And at the same time, when you guys start following her, which she's going to give you her contact information one more time in a sec, you guys will see her actually living the life as well. So it's not like she's over here telling you what to do and Nicole's back there with bonbons and iced tea watching Days of Our Lives. Okay. She's actually out exercising in the morning and she's eating the foods and she's drinking the nutritional supplements and she's taking all of that in and sharing it with us as well on her journey. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, Nicole. Let our listeners know again how they can get a hold of you. If you guys have questions, you can also message me on our Facebook page as well, and I can get you connected with Nicole. So how, one more time, can they get a hold of you?
Yes. So you can go to my website, www.privatechefandeventsbyncmf.com, or you can send me an email at nickmoreno34@gmail.com.
I love it. All right, you guys, stay tuned after the break. I will be discussing more about this on the spiritual side of it, how high vibrational foods can affect us that are very in tune with that energy, as well as doing chakra card readings and heart deck readings. I've got LaShawn and Rich. If you guys are still here, I'm going to pull your cards next. Thank you, Nicole, for joining us, and we'll see you guys after this break.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Everybody, I am psychic medium Jamie. You are listening to Eye of Soul Radio today. We want to thank Nicole Marino one more time for joining us today and talking about how she works with her clients on building that better you from the inside out, bringing those vibrational foods in, teaching us ways to eat that can help improve that dynamic within ourselves, along with other ways. I mean, it isn't just about what we're eating. It's the combination of all sorts of things. So we may be feeling like we're on our A game, and yet we're over here eating a bag of potato chips. Or it might be that we're eating these fresh salads and these microgreens and, you know, drinking beet juice and doing all the right things on the food, but we're not connecting spiritually, right? So how do we balance that? How do we move into that? How do we know if our chakras are opened? What are chakras, right? We're going to be touching a lot more on chakras and energy centers and working in that energy on future episodes. But for today, it's about putting it all together, right? So if you're eating that microgreen salad and you're putting that good food in your body, right? What's going to happen is that your body's going to respond. And that's awesome. You're going to feel energized. You're going to feel like, you know, your body is just on cloud nine. Maybe you feel a little bit lighter in your step, but then bam, life hits you. Something comes up, right? Maybe it's work and a deadline all of a sudden approaches and you're like, man, I'm not done. That microgreen salad is only going to do so much for you until you can actually put yourself in that, I need some headspace. I need to go walk. I need to plan out the rest of my afternoon. Or maybe it was just, you know, you've had a crappy day. And at the end of the day, you're over here like, what do I want to eat? Do I want to eat the fast food because I'm too tired to cook? Yes, I have done that. It's easier to order a pizza than to actually get my butt out in the kitchen and create something that's good for me and my family. I need to do better. And I have taken an oath to myself at the beginning of this new year, not a New Year's revelation. I had a revelation years ago that New Year's resolutions don't work for me. But I was able to tune in and be like, look, as a medium, as a psychic, as an empath, oh my goodness, what I'm putting in my body is making me feel heavy. And yet I'm going up and I'm working with spirit and I'm coming back down. My empathic side is on full alert right now. And yet my energy is low because I'm not putting the right foods within my body. I'm very sensitive to certain processed foods. I'm actually looking and have been moving gluten out of my diet and taking some of these things out to see if that helps me, because I carry a lot of issues within my stomach. And I always have. My stress goes either in my shoulders or in my stomach. So those of you that can relate, they diagnosed me with that disease, IBS, which sometimes I feel is BS because I know what triggers it. They couldn't give me explanations 10 years ago for it. So, you know, for me, I can develop hives, flushing, red cheeks, puffy face. My fingers will swell up, right? Allergy issues. How many of us have realized that after eating shellfish, maybe you balloon up, right? It can come on at any point in time in our lives as well. But if we can keep our mind and our body, our spirit, along with what we're putting in our body in check, we're going to feel and achieve so much more on the other side of it. So on that note, I want to get to LaShawn's card as well. And for those of you that know, LaShawn's the one that makes our bracelets. She's our intern. She's over here saying hello, everybody, right? She has made these beautiful bracelets. We picked up beads in Sedona, and she actually put them together for us, and I cannot get enough of this combination right now. But LaShawn is very gifted spiritually, and so I wanted to go to the heart deck and kind of see where the emotion part of it goes, because she does jazzercise. You know, she has been through some stuff right now. She can't wait to kind of be able to get back in the groove of exercising, but she takes that very seriously. She teaches it. She embodies it. She eats pretty well. I mean, let's be honest, LaShawn, the M&Ms and gummy bears, that may not be the key for dinner, but she does her salmon and her vegetables. And there's always room for improvement with where we need to go on the diet part of it. But they're hitting you on the emotional level. So I want you to listen about this. It's about rebuilding. And if you see, it's the heart chakra. Okay. Oh, there you go. And it's talking about the dynamics of a relationship can often be complicated. The longer you've been in a relationship, the more complex it can be. Relationships begin to grow many layers consisting of joys, sorrows, honesty, and duplicity. As these layers build on top of each other, it becomes increasingly difficult to know what the core of the relationship is based on. And this is talking about a relationship on the outside, and it's also talking about a relationship within. And what's happening is that it's butting heads. The outside relationship and the inside relationship are realizing that they're not meshing. And so we are working on that duplicity, the two roles trying to navigate together and having a hard time coming together. It talks about awareness, having revelations each day, waking up and realizing where you're ascending and going within your own path. And yet you're still seeing part of your, I don't want to call it shadow self, but your physical self down here. So you're splitting off in that respect as well. But you became a Reiki master and a shamanic practitioner in a year. You have a lot going for you on the energy side, but they're talking about put the good stuff back in your mouth, right? Put the green stuff back in, not the green M&Ms, though we all know what those do, or the green gummy bears, but let's go with just that wholesome food. Take some of the sugars out. You know what that's going to do. It's going to boost your energy back up as well. And it says, what was once love may now appear to be merely tolerance or worse. Even in good relationships, you may find yourself growing apart from the other person. In either case, the weight of these layers can cause relationships to collapse. Now may be a good time to start fresh with one or more of your relationships. And the first one is yourself, going within and finding that, what you've been doing, and then seeing what the outside relationships need, what you're able to give, and what you need to let go of, right? The affirmation to this card is, I cut to the core of my relationships and consistently rebuild them. And that really is something we've talked about, is rebuilding relationships, having trust, right? Having that trust part of it. But where you guys can see is that it's not just about what we put within our body. If we are eating these high vibrational foods, if we are tuning into, you know, taking better care of ourselves from the inside out, we still have outside forces that are a force to be reckoned with, if I'm going to be honest with you guys, right? And for me, you know, if I start putting those terrible foods in my body, I feel bloated, right? I feel like, oh my goodness, I don't want to get off the couch. I lack the energy that I need, right? But when we can understand the energetic properties of food, it starts to actually put it into perspective. So LaShawn, I'm going to leave that card with you. Stay tuned, Rich, because I'm still going to do you after the break. Your card, that is. Come on, people. This is a nighttime show, I know. When understanding the transfer of energy from food, we can see how the food grows, right? So there is something to be said about eating organic, but I have to be honest, I have 3 kids. I've lived on a budget my entire life. I can't always go out and buy them organic fruits and vegetables and grass-fed beef. But my daughters actually took it upon themselves to create their own diet plan. And I honor them and appreciate the way they went about it. You know, at the age of 15, my oldest, who has celiac, she was diagnosed at age 8, decided she wanted to become a vegetarian, that she, for the moral reasons and also for what she was putting in her body. And at 16 and a half, she wanted to become vegan. And my middle daughter decided that she wanted to go vegetarian and pescatarian, and then moved into the vegetarian part and now is vegan as well. And yet I can tell you that they eat crap from time to time as well. So just because we've now labeled that lifestyle, not a diet, but that lifestyle, we still can have empty calories. We still can have stuff that makes us feel bloated and just blah, and not having the right components, right? So if you're going to try something new, call someone like Nicole Moreno, even if it's for the consultation and maybe some guidance, allow somebody to help you on that process. And I know these can be expensive things. And right now we're all kind of hunkering down and kind of holding on to our cash because we're still kind of not sure what's going on, right? Stuff is starting to change for us, but we're a little more, you know, leery of where we want to spend our money right now, but our health needs to be number one. It just needs to be number one. So if it's a consultation and maybe a session with her just to get back on track, then I urge you to do that because I watch the transformation that she's been making within herself on spiritual levels, along with her physical body. And she's the first one to say, you know, I wasn't eating great before. Now I've been back on track. I'm creating my business. I'm living it as well. That's very key, is if you see someone living it, you're going to know that that's someone who embodies what they're doing. She's a woman who understands the stresses that it is on our own body. And at the same time, she also works with men, right? She's only working with females, but she does understand where we're coming from. She's a mom. She understands hormones and all of that. But I want you to think before we go on to break, how a meal full of green sprouts, right? Something that will be light and bright. Maybe it's a light refreshing like lemon and light olive oil dressing, some salt and pepper in there. And, you know, maybe it's going to be some organic, you know, grass-fed chicken that they're going to add on top. And then say you have that for dinner tonight, or maybe you go to the store and get that tomorrow night. I want you to pair it with meditation. I also want you to take 2 minutes, set a timer on your phone and say, all right, that's it. I'm going to tune in to my body now on a meditation. Maybe it's a guided meditation, but I want you to be present in that. And I want you to feel where the disruption of your body is after eating that solid, high vibrational meal. Right? It doesn't have to be a salad. There's so many options out there. You know, we can do lentils and beans. You can do all sorts of things to add it into that diet plan. For me, I've taken out all things that can cause yeast, which has made a huge impact in my digestive tract, my energy. I'm still fighting the headaches right now because I realized that that was a big part of what was going on within me. But I also am connecting at a spiritual level 15% more than I have been. So those of you that have readings from me, you know where I'm at, and I'm actually functioning higher and actually having energies come back to me from that light that's exuding from me just in 7 days. It can take us only a couple days to start getting back on track. So when I come back from this break, you guys can find us at shadesofspirit.com. We have all of our prices up there. We're Reiki masters as well. You can book your appointments on there. And check us out. You can hear other previous radio shows. You can also go to Transformation Talk Radio to follow us over there. I definitely urge you guys to do that because they have some great people on there as well that I know you're all going to relate to. And I've also seen some of you following them and watching their shows, which I think is awesome. So thank you for that support. I will do Rich's reading and we will continue talking about how food can raise our vibration and help us manifest after these messages.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daniel from IntuitionWisdom.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. We've got something super special. What a generous gift. Wow.
It's time to discover who you really are, and we're offering a free intuitive reading on our website at intuitionwisdom.com. All you got to do is take the step to become one with the universe, and the life purpose is that bridge. So please come to our website, intuitionwisdom.com.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Life purpose unlocks abundance.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement. From old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm psychic medium Jamie. I'm not gonna lie, I worked with David on picking out my intro music, and I let it just run out because I really like it. What's funny though is that I'm so drawn to pianos in meditation music. I like different layers within my music when I listen to meditation music, and piano and violins are two components in there that really catch me, and it lets me travel with the music. And so I just love to just kind of listen to it. And sometimes, like, I'm shuffling cards here and I'm getting ready for Rich's reading coming up here in a second, and I just forget where I am and what's going on. So please make sure you guys are connecting somehow every day, whether it's you're getting ready for work, turn some music on. I like to drive in the car in silence a lot of the times because, hey, let's be honest, we don't always get that. But sometimes I will turn the music on and I get transported to different times and places within still being focused on the road, folks. But it allows me just to kind of escape and just enjoy that moment and just release that way. Today, though, we are talking about food, right? I know it's dinner time. I see a lot of you in here like, yes, food. This is good. We love that. But are we doing the right thing for our body? Are we tuning into what our body needs? So how many of us have had cravings? Yoo-hoo. I really enjoy salt. I used to be a sugar fanatic, but salt is my go-to, and I'm actually okay with letting some of that go. And not that I salt my food, it's like salty things. Like if I have like my midnight craving, I would love to go out and find something salty. My go-to now is organic celery and organic peanut butter or almond butter in the celery. Mandarin oranges, right? I know that's got a little bit of sugar in there, but that's okay, right? I'm watching my moderation on that part of it. But also with the work that we do on the spirit level, and we are all psychic. So I'm reminding you guys that one more time, we all have a sixth sense, whether we choose to tap into that this life, whether that's our life's path or not, we all have the ability to do that. So sometimes when we are feeling lightheaded, dizzy, maybe a little bit nauseous, off balance, sometimes we need to put foods in our body that help us ground. I know, you know, how many times have I told you guys ground, ground, ground in sessions, in mediumship sessions, in Reiki sessions, we need to bring our body back in and go out and stand in Mother Earth and anchor your feet or go take the Epsom salt bath. But we can also do it through the foods that we eat, right? These foods are foods that grow in the earth. Okay. It also can be lean cuts of meat as well. Something heavier, something more dense. Every time I went and had acupuncture years and years ago, I would tell her, oh my gosh. So like the last time I felt like I was going to fly through the roof, and she goes, you have to ground. And I'm like, I know, I'm doing it. And she goes, no, you're going to have to do it by what you're putting within your body. So after each session I would have with her, I would make sure I had enough root vegetables. I would have lean cuts of steak. Again, wasn't always organic, but you know what? I did what I could. I was still eating healthy. I was still washing my vegetables, peeling the ones that needed to be peeled, making sure I was having those lean cuts of high quality meat. You know, it may not have been the top of the line, but those things can allow us to stay rooted, to stay grounded, to bring our energy back down into our solar plexus. Okay. So when we're moving up here, we're in the upper chakras. And by ingesting these really good foods that are in a lower vibration, if you will, on the scale, more dense, right? It's not like eating a bag of chips. That's not going to run my course in 30 minutes and I'm going to feel even more depleted. It's about bringing me back into that space of center and allowing myself to be able to thrive off of that. I am more steady and more calm and connected to earth when I bring these foods in. Turnips, parsnips, you know, beets. I love beets. Maybe it's in juice, beet juice, whatever it might be. Allow yourself to be in that space and allow yourself to just bring that nutrition in and hold it within that center and be grounded, right? If you find yourself feeling lightheaded, dizzy, exhausted, try the root vegetable thing. Be careful with some root vegetables because they are higher in content of sugar as well. So how our body processes these carbohydrates, watch that as well. Also know that some of our feelings emotionally are connected to what's going on the spirit level on the outside of us as empaths. I had a horrible diet for quite some time in my more 30s as I became more open on the spiritual side of it. I mean, I've done it since I was 5, but I was really opening up in my mid 30s. And it would be drive through and get the fast food hamburger. It would be eating greasy foods. It would be just trying to put something in. I didn't understand what was happening till I worked with the acupuncturist. And she's like, no. You need to go back and need to have meal preps and snacks and stuff on hand. You know, grab some almonds, grab something that's going to help kind of anchor you back in your body, because we overlooked that part of it. And, you know, allowing ourselves to be present. Does it take work? I mean, David and I were on break and we're talking about, oh, what if we won the lottery? It takes a lot of work. He's like, I'm not big on meal prepping. And I'm like, oh, I love to cook. I need that dedicated person that can help me keep my life on track so I can go cook, because that's my outlet. But having the meal prep ready to go, they make so many things nowadays that are already pre-chopped, diced, sliced, ready to go, right? It's finding the time. Like tonight, I'm like, I'm tired. I've done readings today. I've been working with some energies today that have been very intense. And emotionally, I am kind of like drained. And at the same time, I know I need to go out and cook myself something healthy. Some lean chicken breast is going to be in the mix. Some salad is going to be in the mix. You know, there might be some type of root vegetable. I've got parsnips and turnips in there in order to bring me back in and to ground me, because I am floating up here a lot. So I want you guys to think about that as well. It doesn't have to be huge life changes, but there are little things that we can do to make the alignment come together. I want to get to Rich's card before we end our show today. I love it. All right. Mr. Rich, I'm pulling a chakra card for you today as well. And this is about continuing the alignment process for you and what they want you to do with getting that completion going. Oh, it's the acceptance. Isn't that funny? We're ending on a cherry pie. I love it. And if we think about that, you know, that homemade baked good is something that sometimes we do go to. This particular card, though, isn't over here saying, hey, look at me. It's all about eating this cherry pie. It's about the acceptance part of it for you. And it says, when I accept myself, I find love. So for you, it's an emotional card as well. It's your root chakra. It's about grounding into that space. It's about connecting on that level. It says, am I assessing myself accurately? It says, can I simply accept myself? Manifesting knowledge and luck for you, Rich. It says new ways of seeing yourself, embracing the imperfection and then moving forward, feeling incomplete or selling yourself short. And they circled that part for me. So I know where they're going with this as well, is that you no longer can sell yourself short because you're so good at all the things that you do. It's time for you to embrace them. It's time for you to back them with your own energy. It's time for you to move forward in helping others and creating a life that you rightfully own. Ownership, ownership, ownership is what they're talking about. I absolutely love that. Making sure that you are treating your body as a temple because of the energy work that you do and the flow that you need. I need to know when the last time it was that you had Reiki done from someone else with you as well. So not only doing it on yourself, but having an outside person help you. It's that reciprocation. It's about allowing that to be in that space. And I'm going to leave you with that. You guys, it's so important for us to really connect on multiple levels. This doesn't come easy to any of us. I need you guys to focus on what you want to put in your bodies. I want you guys to focus on connecting in some type of meditation or mindfulness practice. And I want you guys to connect on self-love because that's what we need right now in order to give back out. Again, thank you, Nicole Moreno, for her, you know, topic tonight. And I will see you guys on Monday. There will be a raffle on Monday for some jars that Nicole has made as well at Shades of Spirit on Transformation Talk Radio at 8 a.m. See you guys later. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, psychic medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.